If those of us who are sports fans can bear today to look at photographs of Barry Bonds, Marion Jones, and Jason Giambi before and after they allegedly began to take illicit steroids, we'll see trim, superb athletes whose bodies suddenly gassed up, like cartoon book superheroes. Did we think they were just eating their Wheaties? Over the next year, sports could become a protracted debate about the morality of steroids. Maybe that's not necessary. It might only be necessary to remember that steroids in sports are illegal. Now, it might seem incongruous to ban steroids and then permit nutrition supplements or eye and joint surgery that can also enhance performance. But the rules say you can't ride a motorcycle between second and third base or in a 100-yard dash, and you also can't use steroids. Most star athletes today are multi-million-dollar corporations walking around on two frail human legs. They employ doctors, trainers, accountants, nutritionists, acupuncturists, and frequently members of their family to keep their legs, arms, joints, and lungs working at maximum capacity. There are one-man enterprises that prosper or fail on their athletic gifts. But while successful corporate enterprises can grow from year to year, athletic skills and muscle strength decline at some point. So athletes worry, how do you keep the enterprise growing? I have a friend, now a retired athlete, who remembers being given steroids by a high school coach, no less, to help him hurry up the healing of a torn muscle. Of course, he'd heard that steroids could harm him. But when you're young and strong, and steroids make you feel stronger, you don't believe any force on earth can harm you, except losing. He says a great many athletes begin to dabble with steroids that way, not to grow superhuman muscles, but simply repair the ones they've damaged over long, demanding seasons, playing against other athletes pumped up with steroids. They begin to see steroids not as cheating, so much as keeping up with the competition, and then they are trapped into trying to keep pace with their own increasing strength and the rising expectations of millions, money as well as fans. Yesterday's New York Post shouted shamed at Jason Giambi, but I remember they were exultant when he was signed by the Yankees in 2002, just after his biceps and home run production began to swell so implausibly. It's hard to credit athletes who say they have no idea what they were ingesting into their world-ranked bodies. The people who run big-time sports have charted and tracked almost every yard of those athletes' progress since they have been 15 years old. Are they shocked, by these revelations about steroids? Or just shocked that now we found out, too?